Homecoming season means an influx of customer traffic for many local businesses in the college town area. Students, alumni, boosters, and even visitors are looking to satisfy their homecoming needs. This may include finding convenient restaurants, shops, or grooming throughout the month. For APB, homecoming means more foot traffic in the store. It is the only commercial urban streetwear shop in the city, and they are able to get their time in the sun during the season.
When homecoming comes between FSU and FAMU, we are the number one store in our company for that week. So when it comes to numbers, we're always doubling our sales. We're always doubling our last year numbers. I know this year, I want to say I was around 30 to 40% higher than my last year's numbers.
General Manager London Austin also says APB has stores in major cities across the nation, such as Atlanta, Tampa, and Houston. However, during the season, the Tallahassee store comes out on top in sales, beating those cities out. Full Press Apparel is a local business that offers screen printing, custom embroidery, promotional gifts, and branding design services. The company works with a lot of FSU organizations and academic departments to create t-shirts and other decorative apparel for homecoming events.
Differences-wise, we work with a lot of FAMU organizations as well that prepare for FAMU homecoming. So them and making sure that the Marching 100 is getting all the stuff that they need for homecoming, and and in the same respect, the FSU Marching Chiefs for homecoming too. So it's kind of the same.
Lance Mitchell is the research director at the Tallahassee Economic Index. He says that determining the success of a homecoming season is typically based on the amount of people who are actually traveling in for the festivities.
Your swing people that are coming from out of town are going to be most of that revenue. The people who already live here are more or less already baked into the results.
This is because this number is dependent upon the condition of the school during that time, which is likely to sway people to come. An example of this could be whether the school's football team is doing well or not.
I will say, though, this year, I think, you know, FAMU is more on the upswing for their football team, and they probably are going to have more people coming into town than they did in prior, the last few seasons, versus, you know, when we look at FSU this year, and they're on the downswing.
Mitchell also says another time of the year where we get this influx of people is when the state legislature is in session. People are also coming from out of town and spending a lot of money on restaurants and lodging, but not on the same scale. For WFSU News, I'm Brittany Jarrett.